From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Spectrum News reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo is upset about the federal government canceling a major health care grant. New York State was set to receive about $600 million this year and up to $8 billion total from the federal government. Cuomo sees it as the latest attack by the Trump administration on New York, mentioning the Trusted Travelers Program, the changes to the state and local tax deductions, and blocking of funds for the MTA and other instances when retribution was taken against New York. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I never seen politics to this extreme. I've never seen government through a self-serving political lens like this, but that's what it is. At some point, it has to stop, and the line in the sand has to be health care," end quote. Read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that Cooksaki's Highway Drive-In on Route 9W is up for sale. The new buyer can get the four screens and 600 parking spaces on 13 acres for $975,000. The theater was built in 1960 and purchased by Roger and Sharon Babcock in 1996. Roger Babcock said, and I quote, "I'm 73 as of tomorrow. It's about time to retire," end quote. He started working at the drive-in's box office in 1971, and Sharon Babcock started at the theater in 1975. They say they are hoping to find a buyer to keep the drive-in open. Cooksaki Town Supervisor Richard Hans said, and I quote, "I hope they keep it a drive-in. It's one of the few remaining in the country," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. NBC News reports that the New York State Police, one of the only forces in the country without body cameras, will get them soon as a pilot program for state troopers is set to begin. An Associated Press survey recently found that New York State Police are the country's largest law enforcement agency not equipped with body or dashboard cameras. Kevin Bruin, first deputy superintendent of the New York State Police, did not provide details of the plan. At one time, New York State Police used VHS cameras and then digital cameras on a few vehicles and said the VHS cameras were too expensive and the digital cameras required, and I quote, "costly maintenance," end quote. Read more about this story at the NBC News website. Kayla Harris reports at Capital Confidential that Democratic committees in Schenectady, Albany, Greene, Montgomery, and Ulster counties have all endorsed Michelle Henchy for the 46th State Senate seat. That means the daughter of the late Congressperson Maurice Henchy has been endorsed by all of the Democratic committees in each county in the district over Democrat Gary Greenberg, a longtime child victims advocate from New Baltimore. Incumbent State Senator George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam, decided not to seek re-election in 2020, and so far Republicans do not have a candidate. Democrats believe they have a good chance to win the seat in 2020. The last time a Democrat won the seat was in the presidential election year of 2012, when there is a higher voter turnout than other years. Petitioning begins February 25th for the primary, and Greenberg says he will continue his campaign even though, and I quote, "political bosses," end quote, have, and I quote, "rigged the endorsement," end quote, for Henchy. Greenberg said, and I quote, "the voters decide elections, not the bosses and Albany insiders. I look forward to circulating my petitions, meeting the voters, learning the issues that matter, and continuing my efforts to get elected in a grassroots campaign to serve the people and get results as I have always done," end quote. Henchy has raised nearly $100,000 for her campaign compared to Greenberg's $20,000. Read more about this story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.